This Toronto Star podcast is brought to you by the new all-wheel drive 2007 Ford Fusion. Visit www.createareaction.ca to find out more.
This is Norris McDonald with a new edition of the Toronto Star Auto Racing Podcast. And my guests today, driving for Team Jensen in the Formula Atlantic Series, are Tom Sutherland, a young guy from California who runs at the front of the pack, and probably one of the most famous drivers in the Formula Atlantic Series, not necessarily because of his talent as a race car driver, but because of his television and motion picture successes. We have Frankie Muniz here, who is, of course, better known as Malcolm in the Middle or Agent Cody Banks. Welcome to Toronto, fellas.
Good to be here.
Now, I'm going to call you Cody. Frankie, I'm going to do a David Letterman on you here, okay? What the hell are you doing in a race car? You are a famous and successful television and motion picture star. You're out here trying to kill yourself. What's going on here?
Well, the show ended about 15 months ago, 16 months ago, last March of 2006. Mm-hmm. And I knew I wanted to take a break from acting either way.
Sure.
I didn't know that 15 months later I would be a professional race car driver racing in Champ Car Atlantics. But here I am.
Here you
know,
are.
It was kind of a crazy story how it all happened. When the show ended, I was in talks with some guys to buy a NASCAR team.
Okay.
And because I figured, hey, if I'm not going to be acting, maybe I'll spend my time mm-hmm. as a car owner or whatever.
Sure.
Even though I knew nothing about motorsports.
Okay.
But the guys I was doing that with were friends with Eric, and they knew I wanted to start racing, and they got me a test in a Formula BMW.
Right.
Last March in 2006, and after the second day, Jensen signed me for 2 years to do Formula BMW last year and then Atlantics this year. And
right.
I thought it was crazy for that suggestion that I'd be in Atlantics this year. But, you know, I'm doing it. And, you know, I'm
and you're
competitive.
Doing pretty well, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean,
you know,
talk a bit about your times and how you've done in qualifying and the races to date.
You know, so far it's been great. You know, I look at it. I want to be in the front, of course. Mm-hmm. I want to win races,
sure.
You know, but I have only been racing for 15 months.
Sure.
So the fact that I'm within a second and a half of the fastest, some of the best drivers
sure.
in the world, you know, I think that's great for the amount of experience I have.
So does everybody else.
So, you know, I'm still learning a lot, and definitely by the end of the year, I'll definitely be running in the top 10, I think. And then I'm planning on doing this again next year, so that'll be my year for wins.
Okay, now I'm still curious. I know 15 months ago when you finished the show that, you know, you decided you were going to do this, but where did the interest come from? Did you watch racing on television? Did your dad or somebody take you to races in California where you're from?
I always enjoyed racing my whole mm-hmm. life. I remember getting up when I was little and having like little Formula One cars, like Matchbox cars,
mm-hmm.
and I'd watch the races. Even though I wasn't like a real fan in the sense that I knew anything that was going on, I just always enjoyed watching car racing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've always been into cars. Since I got my license, I've been obsessed with cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything with wheels, I love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I never knew I'd be a race car driver. I think it's every guy's fantasy when they're growing up is to be a race car driver, right? Like, it's like, oh, that'd be so cool. But, you know, nobody actually thinks it will come true.
Right.
And up until 2 years ago, but, you know, I didn't think it would either. But
right.
I did the pro celebrity race at Long Beach, which I won when I was 18. And that was the first time I ever was involved in a race.
Right.
And even though it's a pro celebrity race and I was racing Little Kim and, you know, Meatloaf, you know, but it was still a race, right? You know, I
Absolutely.
Still went through the training, had practice, qualifying, and then the race. And, you know, I remember just being so nervous. But when the race was over, it was like the most amazing feeling ever.
For sure.
And I was like, I want to be a race car driver. But then even then, you know, 2 years went by before I actually became one because I didn't know that you were supposed to start racing at 5, 6, 7 years old, like
well,
everyone else.
Well, talking about a guy who's probably started racing when he's 5, 6, or 7 years old, we're going to bring Tom Sutherland in here for a moment before we get back to you, Frankie. Tom, you did start as a youngster and are now progressing up the old racing ladder, as they say. Just give us a quick rundown of your past.
Oh, my dad put me in a go-kart when I was 8 years old.
Right.
And I got into a BMW just as Frankie did when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been just racing cars for the past 4 years, my fourth year now. So.
Okay. And you're in the Atlantic Series. Are you a rookie this year?
I'm a rookie in the Atlantic Series this
okay.
year.
Okay. And as I was teasing at the beginning, but it's true, you're running up close to the front. You're doing real well.
Yeah, it's not so bad. You know, it's a real competitive series. It's, you know, a lot of guys coming back from last year's series. They, you know, it's a new car and all that kind of stuff. But you know, Jensen Motorsport is a great team. You know, they got a lot of good guys. A lot of mechanics are, you know, Formula One. You know, have Formula One experience.
Sure.
And Eric Jensen is he's a great coach. And we have a great engineer. We just have a lot of great guys in the team, and it all works together. And you know, you just go out there and have some fun, and you can do well.
Well, and it's good to have you here. And you're right about Eric Jensen. We've had Eric on this in this interview studio on a number of occasions. I've written columns about him, known him for years. And I really think that as he is climbing the racing ladder himself and you guys are along for the ride, I think it's going to work out to be successful for everybody. Now, Frankie, you're a little guy. How about tell us how tall you are, how much you weigh, and how much trouble you have putting on weight. I find this really fascinating. Race car drivers are always trying to lose weight. Paul Tracy, for example, is, you know, out in a desert wearing a wetsuit, you know, trying to sweat off the pounds, because if he has a donut, he goes up 15 pounds. You lose 3 pounds by getting up in the morning.
Yeah, I'm 5'4", 125 pounds right now. When I met Eric 15 months ago, I think my first weigh-in for the first BMW race with my kit, so my helmet, my Hans device, my suit, everything, I was 103 pounds. So I've put on a lot of weight. I've been training insanely and stuff with the trainer every single day. And, like, eating, like, my trainer just forcing food down my throat all day just to put on weight. And if I miss one meal, I literally can get on the scale at lunchtime.
Right.
And if I miss dinner and go to sleep, when I wake up in the morning, I'm seriously 6 pounds lighter. It's insane. You know, I hate it because, you know, yeah, we want to be – race car drivers want to be small. They want to be light. But we actually have to add 5 extra gallons of fuel because we have –
there's a minimum weight thing to run these cars, right?
Because we have all the ballast. We have like 90 pounds of lead in the car plus the extra fuel just to make weight. So, you know, by me gaining an extra 5-10 pounds, and, you know, it's all muscle, right? Because driving the cars is extremely physical. So,
right.
You know, if I get bigger, I'll just be in a little bit more control, like, physically. So there's no fear of ever being too big for
right.
me.
Well, no. You're absolutely right there.
You know, I can gain another 30 pounds and still be the lightest guy in the series.
Now, what's the game plan here? You know, you did some BMW stuff last year. You're now in the Atlantics. You're going to be in the Atlantics again next year. Are we looking at the Champ Car World Series? Are we looking at maybe going and racing in Europe? Where do you see yourself going with this kind of crazy way your life has taken a turn here?
Well, my life has changed totally in the last, I mean, from one aspect of living to a totally different in the past 15 months. I've changed as a person,
right?
Just mentally and physically and everything. I've changed everything about my life, which I enjoy. But, you know, right now my plan is this year in Atlantics, next year in Atlantics, and then hopefully 2009 Champ Car. But, of course, we'd have to wait to see how it goes next year. But, you know, you don't know, because we're also talking about doing a lot of stuff in Europe. We're talking about, at the end of this year, I'm going to do some races in Spain in the Spanish Formula 3 just to get some more experience. You know, I have maybe an offer, not an offer, but we have a sponsor who might want to do something in GP2 next year.
Okay.
You know, which is a huge jump again.
Oh, it is. An incredible jump.
So it's a thing, you know, with racing, you really have to make smart decisions with where if you move up, you know, when you move up, because if you move up too soon, you know, you could ruin yourself if you're...
Oh, absolutely.
6 seconds. I want to be 6 seconds off the pace, but if you, you know, were really slow.
Now, if you were really slow, would you pack it in? Would you try to, you know, step back and reevaluate? Or would you say, okay, I can't do this. I'm going to go over and try to get into NASCAR. What do you think might trigger, say, a bit of a retreat or a reevaluation?
Well, you know, racing, there's a short period of time to where you either make it or you don't.
Right.
You know, because at this level, you know, most of the drivers are still paying their way.
Sure.
You know, either their dads or, you know, they're bringing in sponsorship, but either way, they're still spending a lot of money on their own. So, you know, I'm fortunate enough from the show and stuff to where I can do this for a few years and see where I get.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. I think I want to be involved in racing for the rest of my life, no matter what it is. If, you know, if I go from here, I don't know if I'll go the NASCAR route. I'm not, you know, I like watching it, but I don't think that's what I want to do. It doesn't seem like it. It's actually right. that much fun compared to racing open wheel cars.
Tom, what about you? Are you kind of open about whichever way your career is going to go, or are you strictly
open? I'm totally
open.
There's so many different paths you can take, whether it's NASCAR, American Le Mans Series, to going over to Europe and, you know, doing a GP2 series or doing the European Le Mans Series and working you up to Formula One. There's just so many different paths you can take in racing. But it all depends on who you talk to and who you meet, just being at the right place at the right time.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if Roger Penske came up to me and said, I'll give you a test, you got one shot. If you do well, you know, you're on the team. I'd be like, okay, I'm there. You know, I do everything to run with him. So there's just so much, you know, you just got to really do your best and to see what opportunities come your way.
Well, for sure. Now, have you been down to see the circuit? Have you had a little drive around and said, hey, you know, this kind of looks like a place I'm going to enjoy racing?
I was here a few months ago, and Eric took me around and pointed out where the corners were and stuff. And it looks like it's going to be amazing. It looks like there's some pretty fast corners, you know, for a street track.
Well, I was going to say, you get going along Lakeshore Boulevard there, and you're looking at least 200 miles an hour. And of course, we have the metric system here in Canada, so you're looking at 350K. It's a bit of a thrill.
Yeah.
And particularly when you have to stop and turn right at the end to go back into the CNE grounds.
Definitely. It's, you know, that's what I love. I love Champ Car, and I love the street tracks.
Right.
You know, they're so much fun. There's so much action. You can't make a mistake. If you make a mistake, you hit the wall. You know, it's not like you just, you know, spin out into a field or into some gravel. You know, so and the races are insane, and it's amazing. The Champ Car experience is great.
Fun.
I've been saying this since I started racing. Like the week I started racing, I've been saying I'm having the most fun I've ever had in my entire life, and you know, I'm the happiest I've ever been in my entire life, and I've had a lot of good in my life. You know, so for me to say that, you know, I must be having a really good time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm taking it for what it is. I'm taking it, you know, while it's here and enjoying it while it's here. And hopefully I can do it for the next couple of years and get into Champ Car and win some championships.
Well, we're really looking forward to seeing both of you race in the Steelback Grand Prix of Toronto. Tom Sutherland, thank you coming in today for this interview.
Thanks for having me.
Frankie Muniz, better known as Malcolm in the Middle, and Agent Cody Banks. I got a 10-year-old kid who's going to be really, really jealous of the fact that I spent this time with you today. But all the best of luck, and we'll see you down at the CNE.
Sounds great.
This is Norris McDonald. I'll be back next week with another Toronto Star Auto Racing podcast.